The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, despite being a huge Hollywood success, the actor Chris O'Dowd recently spoke about the hurt he still feels from losing a Connacht minor final when he played for Roscommon nearly 30 years ago. And that got us thinking, does everyone have some sort of competitive or sporting regret in their life? And if so, how can you get over it? Can you ever get over it? I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Stephen McIver of TU Dublin Sports Sciences. You know, when we were talking about this, Stephen, we realised everyone has one. Like, you might think that you don't. Take a minute to think about it.
Are you sure?
I think a lot of people
I was under the complete impression that you and I were both perfect.
Ah, well, listen, there's that too.
Ah.
But when I was talking to Anton about this morning, I was reminiscing about the community games, under 12, basketball semi-final. I'd say it was 1987, maybe 1988.
97.
Going back to Laois on the bus from Skerries, crestfallen. I'll never forget it, you know, that feeling.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I have the same memories of losses in rugby and in many sports. And it is part of sport, but it's also part of life. You know, those losses, those mistakes we make, those regrets. But, you know, it's also a choice. Would we prefer not to have played those games? Mm-hmm. Even when we look at Chris O'Dowd, and it's a lovely article, and his mate slagging him off in the small video, you know, those connections that they make are brilliant. The key thing with regrets is what we do with them. Do we allow them pull us back? Or do we reminisce and actually enjoy the memory, but see how much it's added to us? Because we learn and we grow through errors and through those mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Is it normal, though, for someone like when you read that article where Chris was talking about it, to have such vivid memories of that time? You know, do you find that with people that they don't really remember the winning?
No.
Remember the failing?
No, absolutely. And then we interpret that. What happens is, obviously, when we commit to something wholeheartedly, and the more we invest, which is where we succeed, is also where it hurts the most. If we don't invest, we probably won't succeed. But when we do invest and we lose, it creates that regret. That regret then creates a reflection. So we hold it. So what we're doing is we're reminiscing, we're thinking about it. So we're really embedding those memories in our brain. So we hold on to them.
Mm-hmm.
It can be really useful. Humans need to regret to open up reflection, to be able to grow. But if we're holding ourselves back, judging ourselves, identity being undermined by that, without seeing that actually this is added to us. That experience that you had, that Chris had, that we've all had, actually shows our grit. It shows what we've come through. And we learn about ourselves in these processes. And that's the key journey in our lives, is learning how we get out of our own way and how we get in our own way.
Well, I suppose if you're remembering it and blaming yourself or blaming somebody else on your team, for example, and it's a very negative thing, that's not a good place to be, I would imagine.
100%, absolutely not. And we, as athletes, when we talk about performance sport, we've got to own our own part. You know, it's very easy, the world we live in now, Claire, it was somebody else, he made a mistake, or the coach was bad, or et cetera, et cetera. But we own part of everything, any interaction we're involved in. And for us to grow the most, we actually have to look at that and see, well, yeah, maybe there's a mistake made, maybe other people, but what did I do wrong? And what could I do better? And it really is attaching that, actually, I'm gritty because I'm going to come back. But more importantly, it's taking the learning. And, well, what do I want to do differently? How do I actually get stronger and smarter? And that's the key.
Yeah, but how do you convince people to try and remember the winning moments, the great successes, to the same extent as they will remember losing?
Well, this is that's a fantastic question, because we tend to shift on past the wins much quicker. And we don't take the learning. And really, if we look at elite sports people, Michael Jordan, Roy Keane, Johnny Sexton, they examine even their wins. So sometimes it can slip into not a great bit of well-being, because they're always sort of been critiquing on themselves, and they've got to enjoy the moments as well. But we don't learn as much from success. Mm-hmm. We learn much more from
setbacks. A learned skill, is it? Learning from your success.
Absolutely. And it really comes back to that self-awareness, Claire, that we need to look at things, not judge ourselves because they're not perfect like you and me. and they need to be able to say, yeah, I own some of that, but I actually showed up here and I turned up. And even if we come dead last, I didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then we restructured our thinking and we actually see, I'm pretty gritty. I'm pretty strong. and I'm smarter now. Mm-hmm. So that allows us to move into the next challenge much more buoyancy.
So doing what Chris has done and talking about the loss and feeling it is a good thing, is it?
Well, it is in the mode that I saw on the thing, because you can see the exuberance he has for the environment, the connection, how much it meant to him. But there's also an element of positivity in that, and the friends slagging him and him talking about being a pelican and whatnot. It shows that, yes, it still hurts, but he looks back with a lot of fondness, I would imagine. And that's what we should do, fondness for ourselves, that we stuck at it and that we showed that that grit at that time.
So you would have concerns, would you, if somebody's looking back on a defeat and they get angry, you know, and they start to feel a sort of a physical manifestation of being annoyed with themselves, being annoyed with their team.
Absolutely. And that's a normal process, because we live in this perfect idiocy world that everything has to be a win, everything has to be a perfect outcome.
Does that not drive you on, though, if the defeat still makes you angry, has the power to make you cross?
It does if you have a good support structure around you, people that restructure your interpretation of that loss. If we see it, and we will naturally, human beings are conditioned to protect ourselves, and we will often blame ourselves. We'll find fault with ourselves much quicker than others will find fault with us. So we need external feedback and then reflection to say, well, actually, I did turn up. Well, actually, yeah, I did this well. Well, I did that well. In every performance, in everything that we do, there is always positives. And the job for us as support structures in sport, in elite sport, as psychologists, is to extract and get the person to see those positives. Mm-hmm. They're looking in the mirror a little bit more smudgy, and we've got to clean the mirror so they see themselves a bit more clearly and see the positives in them. That then allows them to deal with those setbacks and actually feel stronger. Our identity is key to that.
I suppose those memories are so strong as well, though. You know, the childhood sporting memories, because if you were only going to school and working towards winning the long jump, say, when you were 13, they were your two jobs, right? So you're really going to remember that as a very powerful thing in your life.
100%. And this is a brilliant thing, because how do we prepare a young kid for their big competition in long jump? Don't make it a big competition in long jump. Uh-huh. And this is where really smart parenting comes in. And they recognize that their young daughter, their young son is mad about this sport. It's everything, their sport. They wake up in the morning, they want to do it. Getting them to clean their room, to make them do their homework, to go and hang out with their mates or do something else, cut the grass, actually spreads our identity. If we're reinforcing that they're a long jumper, they're a tennis player, they're a swimmer, constantly, then that young kid who's enjoying it is then all about that. And then all of a sudden, we're rolling a big dice when we play a sport. And every sport is going to have setbacks, Claire. You know, yes, we succeed, but it's non-linear. So every athlete, no matter how good, Michael Jordan, Johnny Sexton, Brian O'Driscoll, et cetera, will have setbacks.
So the parenting job is to minimise it a little bit in their lives?
Minimise our identity, that we're more than just a long jumper. We're more than just a rugby player. And the more we have that, we're carrying less. And also reinforcing the message, yeah, a win is great. Brilliant. But did you enjoy it? Did you get stuck in? How's your mates? That good crack. I love the way you made. You dropped the ball 5 times and you picked yourself up and you ran after. Oh my God, I was so proud of you doing that.
Right. Makes complete sense, Stephen. Thanks so much. That's Dr. Stephen McIver. We're coming.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.